Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel today from John 20 begins by telling us where the disciples were after Jesus' resurrection, hiding, and what they were doing, fearing. The disciples feared the Jews because Jesus was crucified. They feared what would happen to them if they continued to believe and be associated with our Lord Jesus Christ. After Easter today in 2009, most of us here in the U.S. may not be afraid of being associated with Jesus, although in other parts of the world, other Christians do have to be careful about how they go about associating themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ for fear of persecution or death. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. Some are giving up their lives or giving over their lives because they earnestly believe the word of Jesus to be true and bear witness with their lives against all odds to save those who don't yet know the Lord. We, however, may be afraid after Easter for different reasons. Our economy is still worrisome. Our jobs, are they safe? Taxes were due last week. Stress, worry, fear. School is coming to an end. Am I ready for all the work that's going to go into my final papers and tests? Will I make the grade? Or I'm graduating. What next? Will I find a job? Our friends, are they good for me or not? Will I meet Mr. Wright? And I don't mean Mr. Roger Wright. And also not Mrs. Penny Wright either, I suppose. Our family life after the holidays is sometimes worrisome. We come down from the high of celebrating the feast of Easter and all the festivities, and we return to the mundane tasks of life, bickering and fighting. Did I mention taxes last week? Stress. Our health. News from the doctor says blank has returned. Fill in the blank. Lots of reasons to worry, to have fear after Easter. But now see how our Lord Jesus Christ greets us this day in the text. He came and stood among his disciples and he said, "Peace be with you." And the first thing Jesus says and does for his disciples is calm their fears. He shows them his hands and his side. Why? Because these are signs of peace. Do you want a piece of me? That's a phrase from Fighting Words from Frank Costanza on the old Steinfeld episodes. Do you want a piece of me? But Jesus' words are different. He says, "Peace be with you." He doesn't ask if you want it. He declares it. No, if you get up and you straighten out your life, then you'll have peace. If you fix your health and your family woes, do this or do that, then you'll have peace. No, rather, he comes and he shows them his side and his hands, and he interrupts the disciples and their worries and their fears, and he says, "Peace be with you." It's a statement, not a question. If you want a question, it would be this: where are you looking right now? Are you looking down and moping? Are you looking inward and afraid? Time to look here, to Jesus' hands and his side and his feet, to see the reason why we have true peace. He is risen.
He is risen.
His wounds mean that the battle is over. Christ is won. Death is defeated. Do not worry. Do not fear. God has made peace with us through the blood of Jesus' cross. God holds no grudges against us. We have true peace with God. Peace be with you. FDR said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." He got it right when you consider our Lord Jesus Christ and his words as he declares it to us today. He says peace three times in the text. Don't miss it. God's peace be with you. Our liturgy every week declares this peace too in the Lord's Supper. The pastor stands up with the bread and the wine and he says, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." And you say, "And also with you." It's a reminder of Easter, the risen body of Jesus. The Son is risen. Peace with God once more is made. Now, the fact that Jesus is risen Doesn't mean all of our problems go away, though, does it? But God wants us to live by faith now and to trust that in the end, all our problems and sources for fearing are nothing compared to the greater thing, which is to know that God accomplished peace with us and is working all things together for the good of those who love God and keep His commandments. The only thing to fear is not fearing the Lord. That's the real cause for fear. Knowing the end helps us not fear right now. This week, financial peace guru Dave Ramsey is going to have a live broadcast on Thursday night to address the whole country about the economy, to tell us how to live during these tough times. There'll probably be some good advice there from Dave Ramsey this Thursday. A lot of people will be meeting in churches around the country. I think there's 6,189 churches and organizations that are inviting people to come and listen. But better by far is not knowing how to achieve peace, but that God has already established peace with us Himself. We can be content in all things, having this kind of peace. Faith in Christ Jesus, our treasure, means that we too will rise from the dead. God Himself assures us that He is looking out for our greatest need. And He knows all of our needs too, and He well provides. He gives us our daily bread even without our prayer. Yet for those who are unsure, the skeptics, the agnostics, well, today in the gospel we have the report of doubting Thomas, don't we? If Thomas were alive today and he had not yet seen the Lord, he'd live in Missouri, because Missouri is the show me state. He thought, talk is cheap, show me a sign. He must have heard that sage advice. Don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. Thomas said, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the nails, the marks of his nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. And so for Thomas's sake, Jesus came and stood among the disciples and said, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. He is risen. He is. He saw, and he believed. Then Jesus told them to go out and tell others, that they might hear and believe. Blessed are those who hear and believe, for they will have great peace, Jesus promises in our text. Jesus then instructs the disciples that they go out as His sent ones today. He says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even now I am sending you. Then He breathed on them, He breathed on the disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Do you remember in Genesis how God breathed into the nostrils of Adam to make him alive? Now Jesus takes on God's creative act and breathed the life-giving Spirit into His disciples. He says to His disciples, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold the forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. God breathes over to the church the assurance that we have peace through the Spirit, working forgiveness in the word of His sent ones. Jesus told them elsewhere in Luke chapter 10, he who hears you, hears me. Assurance. When I was young, we used to do something when someone sneezed, we were taught to do this. We would say, Gesundheit. In German, it's one of the only German words I know. It basically means, God bless you, right? The reason why people said this, do you know why? Is because there was an old belief back in the early centuries that when you sneezed, when the air went out of you, that your soul also left your body. And so you would have to say quick. A pope started it a long time ago. He would say, Gesundheit, God bless you. Quickly, quick, quick, say it quick before the bad spirits can enter in. It went out with the air. Now, this is not a biblical belief. In fact, in the Bible, when your soul leaves your body, that means you're dead. But in Scripture today, you see the Spirit and the body of God working in Christ Jesus, breathing over the work of the Spirit, breathing over God's work to his disciples, to do here on earth, to go out and to make peace with others through the forgiveness of sins. In the forgiveness of sins, the Spirit of God is working. He's working God's peace between us and God, and also between neighbor and neighbor, between brother and sister and brother in Christ Jesus. Before you come here today to the altar to receive communion, remember your spiritual duty, which is to go and to make peace with your brother or your sister. Because God is making peace with us here from above, you can go make peace with your brother and your sister and others, and we should. Some Lutheran churches have something called the sharing of the peace. We do something similar here. But it's basically a handshake before we come up to communion, and we say, the peace of the Lord be with you, God's peace be with you. The early church used to have the kiss of peace. We won't do that today here, but that's what they used to do. St. Paul even talked about the kiss of the peace in the Scriptures. We usually just shake hands before and after the service, but we sometimes say God's peace back there. You hear us say it, God's peace. We should use God as our model to establish peace. You don't have to make peace with God. He made it with you. He came and declared it through Jesus. So likewise, be the first to go and make peace with others. Don't wait to make it with you. Go and make peace first. Make peace and tell others about God's peace, which is revealed by Jesus' word and his wounds, his hands and his side. And if they don't believe you, if they say, I've got to see it to believe it, then tell them about Thomas. Or tell them about Holy Communion. For in communion, we believe that we do touch and taste and see that the Lord is risen. But through the eyes of faith, through the eyes and the blessing of our faith, that God breathed into us at first. Jesus' powerful word says he is here. In his risen body for us. He is here to forgive us all of our sins, to make peace. He is here to take us to our heavenly Jerusalem, which literally means the city of peace. He is here to proclaim shalom in Hebrew, which means peace. It's your Easter gift. From God. Peace be with you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus, the Blessed One. Amen.